Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
So how was the anniversary night out? You got to celebrate a little early.
Yeah, it was good. We got to go see Thomas Rhett at Yamava, which is great. He's electric. Then we went to dinner beforehand at downtown Redlands. But this was our first night out without both kids. Our first time leaving Banks at home.
Aww.
Yeah. But it was good. Our real anniversary is going to be on Wednesday.
I'm glad you remembered. Because part of this was to remind you, your anniversary is coming up. Don't drop the ball.
I got the alarm set on my phone, so I know exactly which day it is.
Are you and Tori the kind of couple that celebrate like the little holidays, though? Like, oh, this was our first date. This was the day we got engaged.
You know, I used to write down those little holidays and notes when we first started dating because I wasn't sure if that was a big deal to her. To me, not really. And then once those anniversaries would come back around, she was kind of on the same page as that I was. Did, you know, first kiss, first time... first time you asked me to be your girlfriend. As you know, yes, multiple times. But no, ours is simply just the big marriage anniversary. Because it's a lot of things to keep up on.
Well, and especially when you put in the kids and, yeah, you put all that together. You're like, I got to remember a lot of birthdays here.
Yeah,
and
too much. Are you guys that way?
Not at all.
No.
We're the same way. And, I mean, we have multiple engagements and, you know... We broke up a few times, so there'd be a whole lot of dates to remember, but we are very much just the anniversary is the big day.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know? But if you do want to, you know, celebrate all the little ones, hey, more power to you. And also, do you carry around a planner with you? Because that's a lot of stuff to remember.
Really? That's what I want to know. Is there anybody out there that does celebrate the little holidays, and they're probably not little to you. Kudos to those couples who go the extra mile and they celebrate the little holidays. Art and I, totally not that. I mean, I'm lucky if he does remember our actual anniversary. Look at the calendar, honey. There's a big heart.
Has he ever forgot it?
He hasn't forgot it yet, but I do a very good job at dropping very subtle hints of like, well, our anniversary is coming up in 3 days. What would you like to do? Our anniversary is coming up in 2 days.
Sometimes we need the extra help.
Well, I think everybody needs to take a lesson from Steve in Redlands. This might be the most genius text message we've ever received. Do you celebrate those little holidays? Steve says, my wife and I have 5 years, started dating on 8/21. Then we got engaged on 8/21. We were then married on 8/21. So it's easy to remember those little holidays if they're all on the same date.
That is the most genius thing I think I've ever heard.
Right?
Because how can you forget?
Well, or it could totally backfire because if you do forget...
You missed all of those at once.
You missed everything.
Then you're in trouble.
909 says, my husband and I celebrate our first date because we dated for 12 years before we got married.
Why the long wait?
I don't know. And that would always make me nervous. Like, you hear those stories of the people that dated for a very long time, and then they got married, and they were like, ooh, this wasn't what it was cracked up to be. And you're like, we need to go back to dating.
Yeah. I think we were engaged for, gosh, I don't even know if it was a full year. We were, like, pretty quick to get engaged and then married.
Did everybody assume that there was a baby on the way?
No. Nobody assumed. Nobody assumed that.
We were engaged for a long time, but that's just because there were multiple engagements. I mean, if you add them all up.
Collect them all.
It was a long time.
Kelly and Anthony on KFROG.
Can I rant for just a little bit? We are getting ready to celebrate Colt's birthday. He's getting ready to turn 6 years old.
Six already.
I know. And he is at the point right now where he has his own little friends. And he wants to have a birthday party at our house with some of his friends. And some of them are baseball friends. Some of them are school friends. So the baseball friends, that was easy to, you know, give the invites to. But there are some of his friends at school that I don't know. And I don't know their parents. So I was like, well, I'll just... put a couple invites in your backpack and you can, you know, hand them out. No, no, can't do that. If you're going to hand out invites at school for a birthday party, the unwritten rule is that you have to invite the entire class. 23 kids. That's not happening.
So nobody's feelings get hurt, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those everybody's included and, you know, yeah, there's not the one kid that gets left out. I'm not leaving one kid out. I'm leaving like 20 kids out.
Yeah. They're okay? All together. Yeah. They feel bad over there.
I'm like, oh, honestly, and I know there are parents that do that, so kudos to you because Colt has gotten the invites to numerous parties so far this year. And, I mean, sorry, I'm not having 23 kids at my house.
Now the field trip is at your home. Right. And I guarantee, I mean, I get it. You don't want feelings to get hurt. But two, I bet you there's kids in his class that Colt doesn't even talk to.
Or that doesn't like him.
That too.
So I'm like, I don't want to feel forced to invite a bunch of kids. So they're actually out of school today. They have a random day off. But I was like, you know what? I don't care. What are you going to do? You're going to put him in detention? You're going to call and yell at me? I slid two invitations in his backpack because there are two friends that he wants to invite from his class. And I said, just give them to him. And he's like, Mommy, that's against the rules. I said, then you tell them to call me. And if they have a problem with it, then they can pay for your birthday party.
They don't give you guys like a contact sheet of like all the kids and parents and stuff that you could like call
them?
No,
that's like, you know, private information. You can't hand out someone else's information. But I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but I just think it's a little ridiculous that you have to invite everybody.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I get it.
Is there something that we're missing here? Am I just being a mean, cheap parent? Because my kids have said that before. Could you call or text us? 888-431-3764. What are your thoughts on having to invite the entire class to your kid's birthday party? We have a bunch of rule breakers in the IE. I like it. Colt's birthday, my little one, get ready to come up. He's about to turn 6 years old. He decided he wants to have a party with his friends. We've done like, you know, family parties leading up to this. So I told him, cool, you can invite like 4 to 5 friends to come up to the house. We'll do a baseball party is what he wants. And he's like, but Mommy, if I take invitations to school, I have to invite the entire class. Mommy works in radio, okay? Mommy can't afford a party like that with 24 kids from your class. Like, that's ridiculous that is an expectation now. And I feel like it plays into the whole, like, participation trophy. Like,
it does, because you don't want kids to feel bad. And thinking back, I do remember there was a time, I think I was in, like, 5th grade, and we went to our community pool where we used to live. And we're, you know, a little family day. And all of a sudden, across the way, I see a couple kids from my class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, hey, there's so-and-so and so-and-so. And then I see a couple more. And they're all together. And then it hit me. It was like, oh, wait, it's a birthday party, and you didn't get invited. Now, of course, right then and there, not a great feeling.
Right.
But I was over it the next day. So I think it builds character.
Well, and it's not going to be like it's an in-your-face, like, oh, Colt had this rager at his house when he turned 6 years old.
No, not at all.
No, they're going to play baseball and we got a pinata.
But I still like seeing everybody together and you're not part of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little loneliness, empty feeling.
I get that. But the expectation of 24 kids you need to invite. So I told Colt, I was like, we're not doing that. What's the school going to do? They're going to call and yell at me. They're going to put me in detention? Okay. So I snuck a couple invites in his backpack, and I was like, you give these invites to your little friends, and if anybody has a problem, then they can call me.
And we have a lot of people agreeing with us, and I like this one from the 909. It says, I have twins in separate classes.
Oh, God.
So in that instance, you would have to invite both classes, and that's way too many kids.
That's a rager at your house. 951 says, this is kind of our compromise. We have a daughter so that we made it whenever she has a party, she can invite all the girls in her class and then at least cuts it down by half.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. But still, I'm like, Colt doesn't talk to all the kids in his class. Like, he wouldn't consider them friends. And I, even if they don't talk, like, I don't want them to come to my house and feel uncomfortable at my house.
Well, too, and if you invite the kids that don't talk to Colt, when that kid comes home with the invitation, his parents are like, okay, well, we don't know this person. Like, we're not going to go.
Right.
Both ways, it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, he did get invited to a birthday party last year, and it was one of those, they invited the entire class, and it was at Sky Zone. And I was like,
that's cool.
What do your parents do that they're affording to pay for, like, 24 kids here? Because that is pricey. But Colt was like, we got to go. And I was like, are you even friends with this kid? And he goes, well, I mean, like, I talked to him. And I was like, well, then why do you want to go so bad? And he's like, it's at Sky Zone. And I'm like, no,
there
that is
go.
Terrible.
That's enough.
You can't be like that.
Kelly and Anthony on KFRO.
Extra coffee on this Monday morning because we played on a school night. We went out and saw Thomas Rhett last night at Yamava. What an amazing show.
I loved it so much that when I was picking out my clothes for this morning,
yeah,
you kind of had to do a double take.
I did.
Because I am dressed just like Thomas Rhett.
Did you do that on purpose because you liked his outfit on stage? Or did you pick it out and be like, oh, I look like TR?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, I was going to see if you could connect the dots here and see
if
you...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You kind of look like, what is he wearing? I don't know. I'm very influenced by people that I like. So, like, you know what? I'm going to dress just like Thomas. I don't look as rugged as he does.
Yeah, you need a little longer flow.
Did you just turn my mic off?
I didn't touch it.
How dare you?
If you saw me over here, that was so weird. The universe does not like your voice. It turned off your microphone.
I was grabbing the volume over here. I was like, oh, maybe I kicked it, but it completely cut me off.
There's a ghost. That was not me. You saw my hands.
Yeah, that was weird. Anyway, as I was saying, Thomas Rhett and I, identical twins today. Moving on. That was really weird.
God was like, not so much.
Good show. You enjoyed yourself. I was so happy you brought Art.
Yeah, he is not a big concert guy, but when I said, hey, the concert's at Yamava, he's like, you should get a babysitter because I don't think you should go to the casino by yourself. I was like, no, fool. You just want to go to the casino. Like, you're not fooling anybody. But I have to tell you, one of the most awkward things happened last night. And thank you to your wife from saving me from huge embarrassment. I had told you guys that we were probably going to skate out a little early because it was a Sunday night concert. So I leaned over. I tell Anthony and Tori, like, bye, guys. We'll see you later. I go to get up and I feel Tori grab my thigh and I'm like, I turn around. As we were getting ready to skate out early, Thomas Rhett decides he's going to jump off the stage and he's going to walk up the aisle. We would have gone face to face that awkward like, oh, hey, I was leaving.
And then it would have been weird because where do you go from there? You can't sneak into any of the aisles because now people are starting to flood him trying to touch Thomas. That would have been, I told Tori, I said, I wish you wouldn't have told her because I would have loved to see how that played out.
Thanks, Anthony. But it was a great show. Thomas Rhett was amazing. The Yamava Theater, I mean, great place to watch a show.
And I love how he just like gushes about his family too. He's talking about the fifth little one on the way. So yeah, well done, Thomas. Fun show.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Send in that song out to the family on the Believe Walk who had a table set up on the the 5K route that were giving out shots.
I can't believe that was a thing.
I didn't either. We were walking up though and I was like, is that a bottle of rum chata? And then we got closer. Yep, they were handing out shots. Most houses had water, bananas, apples. This house had your 7 a.m. shot.
And how many did you take?
I didn't do any. You would be so proud of me. I did not
take
even
a single one. Oh, because the family was there.
The family was there. And I told you, this was my prep for my turkey trot.
Oh, that's right. Did you do a little jogging?
I did. I told Carter, I said, hey, let's run this little stretch right here. Jog, not run. Let's jog it out right here. And then my husband, Art, was with our little one. He was in the stroller. So I said, you guys just catch up to us. We're going to go ahead. And we did. We jogged an eighth of a mile.
Way to go. How'd you feel?
I felt good.
Okay.
It was really nice once we finished up the Believe Walk yesterday to be like, we accomplished a lot. From the time we left our car to go check in, did the 5K, and then got back to where we were parked, it was an even 4 miles.
Wow.
Great way to start the morning.
That's perfect. And
yes.
Your turkey trot is coming up. It's on Thanksgiving.
It's on Thanksgiving, which I'm excited about because that'll be a great way to start before go pig out.
Sure, sure.
But I also think, because you said you were going to be my trainer for this, and
yes,
we haven't been training.
I know. It's part of my program. We don't start yet.
I'm going to need you to get your real ID so we could hop on a plane and go to Denver.
Oh, to run in the high altitude?
No. To run in the 5K Taco Bell Ultra Marathon. I can't do a 5K, but I am looking at this 50K, 31 miles you run, or probably going to waddle by the time you're done, through Denver. And over the course of those 31 miles, you hit 10 different Taco Bell locations where you have a different feast of some kind at each location.
You're not going to make it through this turkey trot if that's how you think we're going to train.
I figured this is a great way.
Nope.
Work out your stomach, your body. Who, though, is honestly running after eating Taco Bell? That sounds like a punishment.
They're running to the bathroom.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.